Okay, so we're doing the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, and we're up to volume 4. And this is letter number 987, and this is the 25th day of Nisan. So it's already after Pesach. You can see that during Pesach, of course, Yom Tov, the Rebbe doesn't write in Yom Tov, but also in the Chol HaMoed, also in the intermediary days, it's better not to write. People that are careful don't write in the myriad days. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Li B'Dvarei. So they don't write in the myriad days. So this is already 25th day of Nisan, near Tov Shin Aleph in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing this to the great genius, etc. The Rebbe's titles, Avram Chaim. This is Avram Chaim Noah, who was a very big expert in the Rav Shulchan Aruch that we're studying, and he wrote a lot, and he was took on a lot of the people who questioned the Alter Rebbe's view, and he clarified a lot of, he studied it very deeply. And the Rebbe writes, I received your letter from the eve of Pesach, and he says, you've gotten already the pamphlet, the kuntres for Pesach, together with the letter that belongs to it, with blessing. And Rebbe says like this, you know that sometimes when a person goes through a special situation in which he has to say thank you, you make the blessing of Hagomel. And if you've heard by the Torah, Hagomel means that you're saying to Hashem, the one who has done me kindness, and you're thanking. It's basically a blessing to God. In the olden days, when there was the temple in the Beit HaMikdash, one would have to bring actually an offering. It says four people would have to bring an offering. A person who got sick and became better would have to give a thank you. One who traveled in the desert or in the overseas, the water, it was very, very dangerous. Questionable about today how much the danger is, but in the olden days, and if one was imprisoned and got freed, would make also a thank you. These are different, the four of the thank yous, so that is based on the verse in the Tehillim, in which it mentions these things, to thank Hashem. But today, like most common is that, you know, if somebody gets sick, a woman has a baby, that's considered to be a situation in which the health was in danger, and even though today with the medicine most of the time we're okay, but in the olden days it used to be really complicated. Giving birth used to be, a lot of times it used to be at the expense of the health and the life of the mother sometime. But in any event, today the most common way is when you fly overseas, then you make the bracha. If you go overseas, even though you don't go on a boat, you're going on the plane, that's considered to be a dangerous travel, and you would make, not going just by plane, but when you go by plane overseas, so that people, you know, if you go to Israel or back or whatever, to Europe, it doesn't make a difference, but you go overseas, you would make this blessing. So you get up to the Torah, and you say, Baruch Atah, it says, Agoyim Elachayov Mutoivim, the one who has caused, even though we're guilty, but he's done us favors, that he's done me this favor to God. That's the blessing. Now the people respond to that blessing, oh, the one who has done kindness to you should continue to do kindness to you. So that's the answer to the bracha. So, but the Rebbe is writing over here that somehow there's a tradition has what's happened. The Rebbe says, I protested, and I still protest the tradition, which is very strange, that in the blessing, when you say thank you to Hashem, the people that are there present, they don't say Amen. So like say, Hagom Lachana Amen. They just say, one who caused you kindness, they sort of thinking that substitutes saying Amen for the blessing. The Rebbe says that's wrong, that they shouldn't do that. And the Rebbe says, it's surprising to me that this is the way the tradition has been sort of spread out. People do it that way, and I saw so many times in the various shuls that I davened that people don't say Amen. So they say, so the Rebbe basically says that after you make that blessing, you should say Amen.